This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 316 for Monday, March 24th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was mixed at Monday's close, moving higher in the front month contracts late in the day after posting losses for most of the session. Canada officially initiated a dispute over Chinese tariffs at the World Trade Organization today. Canola up a dollar to down $5. The May contract up $1.10 at the final bell at $572.80 per ton. Chicago soy oil also turned up after earlier losses, contributing to those eventual gains in canola. Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada released supply-demand estimates after Friday's close, raising their call on the upcoming 25-26 canola ending stocks to 2 million tons. That compares with an earlier estimate of only 1 million tons and the forecast for the current marketing year of 1.3 million. Canola does remain cheap compared to other oilseeds, and that kept some end-user demand in the market. In the U.S., wheat was lower, while corn and soybeans were narrowly mixed. Ideas the U.S. may not go ahead with broad tariffs next week and rather impose more targeted measures were circulating the markets. Soybeans trading within a few cents of unchanged for most of the day, down 2 cents in the May contract at the final bell at 10.07 per bushel. Large, recently harvested Brazilian supplies continue to overhang the market, with less than a quarter of the country's soybean crop still standing. However, some analysts lowered their production estimates due to adverse weather earlier in the season. The USDA will release its planting intentions report next week, Monday, and pre-report positioning is expected over the next week. Early expectations are for a cut to U.S. soybean acres from last year and an increase in corn. Corn held on to small gains in the most active months today, despite expectations for increased corn acres, up a quarter cent in the May contract at 464.5 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export inspections of about 1.5 million tons were solid. Wheat, meanwhile, lower across the board, with talk of a possible ceasefire in the works between Russia and Ukraine behind some of the selling pressure. The spring wheat down 12 cents in the May contract at 5.93 per bushel. Hard red winter wheat down 10 cents in May at 5.78 per bushel. Chicago soft wheat down 10 cents in the May contract at 5.48 1/4. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, March 24th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.